Cool Tech. April 3rd, 2007 is currently 4:23 approximately in the afternoon. This is Clement Chow reporting from Canada, British Columbia, Canada. And we will be talking about the very amazing and very accessible MP3 player, iAudio X5L. Now, the X5L, or the X5, comes in three models. X5L, the X5, and the X5V. I don't have a lot of experience with the X5V or the X5, but the X5L is pretty much the same thing as the X5, with longer battery life. However, when you team it up with Rockbox, for some odd reason, it decreases the power level down to the average iAudio power level, or the average X5 power level, which is a good amount. It is indeed. It is a very good amount of quality. Battery life. Sorry guys, I can't talk today for some odd reason or another. Sorry folks, I'm preparing this podcast on a bit of short notice because I just thought to do it now. So, get the line-in cable plugged in here so we can record the sound from the player. Now, put the RCA adapter on the shelf of my desk. Anyways, so we start off with the iAudio's physical description. I have the unit sitting in my hand. Compared to your book port, it's a bit... let's check. Just let me grab the thing. It is smaller than the book port. The end probably comes out to where... Okay, let's put these two back to back. The end, if you compare the iAudio to the book port directly, it's narrower and it's shorter. And it's a bit thinner too. The end of the player, or one end of the player, if you put it end to end with the book port, with the book port lying on top of it, as the screen is facing down, if you put that end back to back, or if you put these two things back to back, with the ends synchronized, one end comes up to where about the first row of letter keys on the book port are, being A, B, and C. So that's how thick it is, or that's how long it is. It's probably, I'd say, about as thick, probably a couple of inches thick, I'd say, but it's very, very light. It's light. For all those who've used Nokia Series 60 cell phones, it's probably a bit heavier than that. But that's because it has a hard drive in it. Okay, so you have two ends on the X5L. One is a sort of rounded, curved sort of end. It's not like it's... How to put this? One is your standard flat rectangular end, and the other is kind of... If you have the flat, standard, triangular sort of end, rectangular sort of end facing you, you have the plug, which is to plug in the subpack, which I'll explain in a second here. But if you run your finger up onto the surface of the player from that end, if you move up, you'll see a sort of slope up onto the display, and then it'll sort of curve downwards and curve to form the back of the player, So that's the other end. It's really weird, but it works. It's a good thing to use. So, what we have here is a very simple MP3 player, actually, to use. It has four buttons, okay? It has a power slash hold switch. These are rocker switch. This is a rocker switch. If you push it forward once and let it go, it'll load Rockbox. Now, I'm going to refer to all these keystrokes as keystrokes that you have once you have Rockbox installed. These aren't the factory firmware keystrokes. I will kind of go over briefly how to install Rockbox, but it's really, really straightforward. There's not much to do. Okay, so at the top of the player, where the curving end is, you have on the right side, you have the power slash rocker switch, the power slash hold rocker switch. If you push it forward once, it'll load Rockbox. While the player is on, if you push it and hold it for about 2 seconds, it'll shut down the player. Now, if you push it backwards, however, it will activate the hold function. And then you'd have to push it forward again to release the hold function. Below that are two buttons. One is the record button, which in Rockbox is used as the menu button. And below that is your play, pause, and stop button. Yeah, that's a lot, but I'll cover that. And then the only button that's right below the display is your five-way navigation joystick. It goes up, down, left, right, and in. See, in likes to click. It does that. And then the other buttons all sound like this. So, there you go. Anyways. So that's all you have on that side right there, and the top of the player. That's all the surface of the player. On the other side is your headphone jack, a little slot thing that I'm actually not sure what it's for, and your internal microphone. And this is a very, very good internal microphone. Not a lot clips it. Like, I could record and pound on the desk like that, and it wouldn't clip. I've tried this before, so I know. I experimented the first time I bought the player, or got the player. There is a 40 gig or a 30 gig. This comes in three different sizes, or the X5 does, anyways. The X5 comes in 20, 30, or 60 gig models, whereas the X5L only comes up to 30 gigs. However, 30 gigs is way more than sufficient for my needs, so I keep it here. I put programs on this that I need to set up files or installation software or whatever, and music and recordings, a bit of comedy stuff too. So a wide range of stuff. Anything fits on here. You know, it's pretty much like your Arcos or iRiver players. You can use it as an external hard drive if need be. So, now let's talk about the subpack. The subpack, and this is the only criticism I have about this player, is the USB port and line-in slash line-out jack, remote jack, and AC adapters, or AC adapter jack, aren't built into the player. It's built onto an extra a little plastic piece thing that I have in my hand that I'm flicking with my finger. Which actually contains your USB port, your AC adapter plug, your remote jack, and your line in slash line out jack. And the other end, or that's on one side. This is a rectangular piece, and if you lay it vertically, the jacks are on the side. If you lay it horizontally, the jacks are on the front, or they should be. On the other side, where the jacks aren't, is a flat sort of thing. And that is for you to be able to plug it into your iAudio. And this is where the non-curvy end comes in. It's kind of can't describe it, so I'm not going to try to. There's a slot on one of these ends. like a little sort of looks like it would be for an SD card, but it's not. It's for the subpack, and you plug and you slip it in like this, and it fits in comfortably. And you can, it's not loose. You have to pull it to get it out. It's not like it's slip. It can't slip out unless you, you know, unless it shocks or something. But in any case, it shouldn't slip out. So that's the player's physical description. On the back is, you know, nothing really. Just a sticker saying iAudio X5L, but which you can't take off because it's not so much a sticker as a label or snap sort of thing. So let's talk about Rockbox. For all those who don't know, Rockbox is a piece of firmware that is supported by certain players, which was originally designed to make your player easier to use and more flexible than the factory firmware. However, the Rockbox team, being the good folk they are, they decided to put speech on as either for blind people or for people who are driving and don't want to look at the display of their players. How to install Rockbox on this thing? What you do is, there's a file that you must get from the Rockbox website. That's www.rockbox.org. And if you go read the manual for the iAudio X5, it'll give you the site or the address for the files that you'll need. One is the x5fw.bin file. That is the file you have to put in to install the Rockbox bootloader. Once you put that onto your firmware, into your firmware directory on your player, you turn the player, unplug the connection from USB, and plug in the player to the AC adapter. Leave it there for about 10 or 15 seconds, unplug it, and then replug the USB connection. Now, what you do is you download the recent daily build for Rockbox for the iAudio, and you unzip the file to the root directory of your iAudio. It has the folder structure that's needed already, so don't mess anything up. Just let it unzip to, in my case, G, because G happens to be the letter of my, or the disk letter of my iAudio. So you would extract it to G colon and then leave it there so that it installs to the .rockbox folder on your hard drive, the hard drive of your iAudio. So that's pretty much how you go on installing it. Now, the voice files are a completely different situation. You download a voice from the voice file section, and after selecting the language and voice and speech engine and all that, you download the voice file and rename it to English.voice, and you save that in the langs file of your Rockbox directory. That's .rockbox again. LANGS for all your, that's where all your language files are stored, like all the display languages are stored. So once you've done that, you're ready to go. Let's boot the player up and see what it shows you. So I push the power switch. You can hear the hard drive in there. It's not the loudest, but it's really quiet actually. Okay, this is really quiet. I need to turn this up. Volume. Actually, here, why don't we just
Internet Explorer
do this and turn up the line and volume to 100.
Volume control. Mute all not yet. Wave balance. Wave volume, mute not checked, SW sin, S, mute, front, sub, rear, back, advanced, O balance, 50%, mute, CD player, C, mute, line, mute not checked, alt, line volume, 22%,
22,
82%, minus 5 decibel, minus 6 decibel, minus 100%, minus 13 decibel,
okay,
minus 14, minus 17, minus 18 decibel, 100%, minus 19, minus 18, 80%, 100%, selected. 60%. 60%. 80%. 100%.
Where?
98%. 98%. 78%. 78%. 98%. 97%. Line and volume. 96%. 96%.
Let's go on to 92.
93%. 93%.
92%. Okay, here we go.
Minus 17. Minus 13. Minus 11. Decibel.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Sound set. APPSANDPROPRAMS.
Apps and programs is where I keep my applications and whatnot. Now, keep in mind that Rockbox doesn't store, or Rockbox, the speech option isn't fully TTS, which means it's not fully text to speech. So it's not like JAWS where
line volume 92%.
It'll read it like that. It'll spell out the folders. Like if I go into the music folder,
C-M-U-S-I-C.
It'll say M-U-S-I-C, and then it'll spell out my folders, and for my files,
file one audio.
I've set it to things like
file two firmware, file one audio, R M F I R M U S I C.
So that's that. There is actually no way that I know of.
Recent bookmark, sound settings,
to,
volume.
Well, they're working on a text-to-speech thing. Yeah, okay, stereo.
Sound setting, M-U-S-I-T.
But I have this recording in mono, so you won't be able to hear the stereo effects. Unless I save it stereo. Which I might, but Larry has requested that we save fewer files in stereo, so depending on how big this cast ends up being. I'll store it in mono or stereo. It's 440. Okay.
Line and volume, 92.
So,
for a list of gold weight.
Now, going back to the player itself, it'll spell out your folders, and I've set it to announce my file names in audio, or as in numbers, as you can hear. Because generally, once I go into a folder and hit play, it'll play everything that's in there, so I don't have to select which file I want. You can customize this. You can have it spell out your folders and files, give your folders and files numbers, turn the announcing off, or make it use pre-generated clips using a script on your computer. But I won't go into that, because that's way too long to explain, and I don't use that option, so forget about it. No, I can't. So, let's go into the menus and see what we have.
Recent bookmarks.
Recent bookmarks is, if you bookmarked a file, or a place in a file, this will be where everything is.
Sound settings.
Sound settings. In here we have
volume,
bass,
treble,
balance, which is like, you know, your standard balance. Channels doesn't voice for some reason with this particular voice file.
Stereo width,
cross feed,
equalizer,
dithering,
volume,
and we're back to volume.
Sound settings.
Okay. Now, going back, after sound settings comes general settings, and this is where you want to see about most of your stuff right here.
Voice.
Go up once from general setting. Go up once in general settings to get to voice. And
voice menus
is
yes,
because I turned it on.
Voice directories
is
spell.
The options you have in here are
voice file names, voice menus.
Oh, whoopsies.
Voice directories. Spell. Talk MP3 clip. Off. Numbers. Spell.
So, spell, talk, MP3 clip, and off, and numbers. And I had it set to spelled.
Voice file names.
Know that once you change these options, you can't just press the left arrow to get out of the submenu. You have to actually press select to activate the new option. Voice file names is
numbers,
obviously.
Voice.
So, there's a lot of stuff in here. There's
playback,
and in here you have shuffle,
repeat, play selected file first. Repeat. Shuffle.
Okay, shuffle. Repeat.
Play selected file first. Resume on startup. Fast forward and rewind. Anti-skip buffer. Fade on, stop, and pause.
Party mode.
Crossfade.
Replay gain.
Beep volume.
I have this off, but you can set it to either.
Off. Weak. Moderate. Off. Weak. Moderate.
Off, weak, or moderate.
Off. Weak. Moderate.
There's no strong.
ID3 tag priority.
Any strong. Well, there was. ID3 tag priority. I don't know what that is.
Auto change directory.
I believe that's for
playback.
If you've
shuffle. Last.fm log. Auto change directory
is, I believe, if you've
playback
finished a directory, it'll change it by itself.
File view.
I'm not sure. File view.
Display.
System.
Bookmarking.
Bookmarking.
Language.
Language.
Voice.
And voice.
General settings.
So, That's that there.
Manage settings.
Manage settings.
Browse themes.
Browse themes.
FM radio.
FM radio. I don't really bother with any of these.
Recording.
Recording. Now, this is where we get into the fun part. The iAudio X5 has a very good recording feature. The internal mic is really good, like I said.
Recording screen.
Recording screen is... We'll go in there in a second. Actually, we're already in there, so I'm going to get out of that. So.
Recording. Recording screen.
Recording screen. Recording, recording settings. Here you have...
Format. Encoder settings. Frequency. Source. Channels. File split options. Pre-record time. Directory. Show recording screen on startup. Clipping light. Trigger. Format.
So, you know, that these are all submenus, by the way. It doesn't say submenus, but it's what it is. So, format is where you choose your file format.
Encoder settings.
Encoder settings is, you know, the bit rate.
Frequency.
Frequency is the sample rate.
Source.
Source is the internal mic, line-in, or FM radio.
Channels.
Channels is either mono or stereo.
File split options.
File splitting is...
Pre-record time.
I don't know what all this
Director.
Is.
Show record. Clipping light.
Clipping light. You know, we don't bother with that, or at least I don't.
Show recording screen on startup.
I can't see it.
Clip trigger.
Trigger, I don't know what that is either. So, out of
recording.
That. Anyways.
Playlist options.
Playlist options.
Browse plugins.
Browse plugins.
Info.
And info. Info is in here.
Rockbox info.
You have three options.
Version.
Rockbox info. Version.
Running time.
Running time.
Debug. Keep out.
Oh, no. Four options. Rockbox
info. Version.
Version.
Running time.
Running time.
Debug. Keep out.
Debug. Keep out.
Rockbox info.
Rockbox info. This is where all your battery information
battery level,
is.
Level 62%. Free disk space. 23.9 gigabytes. Current
space.
Time 16 hours. 44 minutes. 47 seconds. April 3, 2007.
This goes in.
Info. M U S I T.
24-hour clock. So, anyways, so that's pretty much your menus. Let's go check out the quality of this player. I have both bass and treble set to 0 decibels, and let's say I wanted to hear. What do I have in mind? Okay.
A-R-A-S-A.
That is reggaeton, which is, Spanish sort of pop thing, I guess. You know, Spanish hip-hop or something. Something like that. You know, it has both rapping and singing, so I don't call it Spanish rap because it's not what it is.
Recent bookmarks. Sound settings.
So,
volume, bass, 0 decibels.
Is set at 0 decibels.
Treble
is set at
0 decibel.
Let's set treble up to
plus
20.
Plus decibel. Plus 20 decibel.
And let's set
bass
up to
0 decibel. Plus 8 plus 9 plus 24 plus 23 plus 19 decibel plus 18 decibel. Sound setting A R A S H.
Now, if you play it. Okay, let me switch to another song. Whoopsies. Here you go. This is a reggaeton classic called Gasolina, once I find it. Here you go. Yo, yo, mucha gasolina en el verano, los rocks de 1107.7. Sube lo que esto es barrio fino. Daddy Yankee. Suma de mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Suma de mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Suma de mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Que se preparen que lo que viene pa' que le den. Duro, mami, ya yo sé que tú no te me vas a quitar. Duro, lo que me gusta que tú te dejas llevar. So as you can tell, there's a lot of bass and good quality up here.
A-R-A-S-H.
Let's talk about while you're in your playing screen. Okay, let's switch to something quiet. Like, Analura. Who I like. Her music is really good stuff. Religious, sort of Christian stuff. Anyways, this is a song called Abide in Me. And while you're in this playing screen, you have a lot of controls. You have the, if you hold in your navigation button, you'll open your context menu. That applies to any situation and any screen. Turn the volume down a bit so that's in the background. And your up and down is left is volume, and left and right is obviously to switch tracks. The back function is still pretty buggy right now, so it's not perfect, but it does the job very well when it wants to work.
Untitled one.
So, excuse me. Play, stop, and pause. If you stop playback by holding long play, file on audio, okay, you heard that. So, you hold play until it stops, And what you what's the cool thing about this is, if you turn it off, like I just did. Yep, it's turning off now. And then if I boot it again, that's my comedy folder now. I just moved down one. Let me pause the recording a sec. I gotta get the phone. I will return momentarily.
Start recording.
I have returned. So the neat thing about this player is, like I was saying, if you reboot it, if you turn it off and start it up again, and if you press play, it starts where you left off. And then, while you press play, you can...
Music bookmarks. Sound settings. General settings. Manage settings. Browse themes.
Notice how it dips the music so you can actually hear the speech. If you press pause, though, which is play once without holding it in, you can't hear your menus anymore. But for some reason, if you press it again to resume it...
Music bookmarks.
It'll say it. That's really weird, but that's just how that works. Now we're gonna... We're done now with the player itself. Now it's time to demonstrate to you how good the recording quality is. So I unplugged the player from my lightning jack. Now let me show you what it sounds like to have a recording done on the iAudio. Okay, I'm back. Now, this recording is when I did have a goalball game that I was playing with. That I was playing at while I was practicing for, while I was at goalball practice, that I have twice a week with the British Columbia provincial team. This was one shot by our men's center Doug, who throws very hard, for 30 something kilometers per hour maybe, and this is the ball scoring as it hits the wall. So, I'll show you how good this recording is and just. How loud? It's not that loud, because it wasn't, you know, the iAudio didn't capture it up close, but I've tested it before, and even this doesn't clip it. This would clip most microphones, but... So you figured that would clip it somewhat, because the recording person happened to, be sitting on the bench that was right next to the area where the ball was scored in, so... I actually find that pretty amazing that, you know, the recording quality is really good, as you can tell from that shot there.
Start recording.
I apologize for the massive interruptions.
Volume
that,
control. Volume control.
Are going on. Anyways, so, I'm gonna let you listen to
first screen sensor.
Part of a
one.
This was our men's team versus the women's team. Our women's team. Because they were practicing for a tournament they had coming that very weekend. Let's forward this a bit. So, you know, as you can tell, the recording quality is really good. You know, that pretty much covers up the iAudio X5. There's not much else to it. It's a really good player. And when teamed with Rockbox, it makes a very, very good player indeed. Whoopsies. That's my extra, which I queued up, but wasn't supposed to play yet. Anyways, so... You know, it's a good player, especially when it's teamed up with Rockbox. It makes something really, really awesome, and it works very well. I like that a lot. So, that ends this podcast for Blind Cool Tech. If you have any questions, comments, criticism, or otherwise, feel free to drop me an email at chow.clement@gmail.com. I enjoyed making this podcast, and I hope you guys all enjoyed listening to this. I hope it was some help. And email me if you have any questions. I will help any way I can. And it was good to do a podcast again, and we'll see you guys on the next podcast, most likely continuing the multi-language series. Take care.
1. Gold, gold, wait.